You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's proposed changes to ECE regulation have sparked concern among many early childhood educators. The New Zealand Education Institute, or NZEI, has called it a backward step, adding it will result in a qualified teacher requirements watered down, safety criteria withdrawn, and quality teaching standards removed from centres licensing requirements. NZEI says ECE centres' profit margins are the real winners here, tamariki and teachers are the losers. I spoke to early childhood educator and early childhood representative on the NZEI national exec, Zane McCarthy, about why the proposed changes are such cause for concern. What are NZEI's main concerns with this ECE regulation review?
The changes that the ECE regulation review are making, it's essentially cuts to the quality of teaching and learning in early childhood education. It's a watering down of qualified teacher requirements and withdrawing of safety criteria, such as water temperature valves, adult toilet, emergency evacuation areas, and immunisation records needing to be kept on site. And then there's also curriculum standards that are being scrapped that ensure quality teaching practices and honorability, which will be made optional.
Yeah, if we look specifically at recommendation number 10 in the review, this one is calling for the amendment of regulations which would allow flexibility in qualification requirements. So how does NZEI feel about the government practically looking to loosen these requirements around qualification?
Yeah, these changes, and especially that one, it goes against everything that Ako and Whānau want to see in the sector. The recommendations these changes come from have been widely opposed by teachers, academics, children's NGOs and opposition parties. And we've had over 10,000 signatures on a petition opposing the changes.
So there's a lot of requirements in this review that the government is looking to change. Are there any specific ones that you're concerned are going to pose a greater risk to tamariki?
So watering down the teacher requirements will reduce the quality of education provided and does nothing to address the bigger issues reported by the sector. The requirements move us in the opposite direction from commitments the Education Minister Erica Stanford made at a recent international summit in Iceland, ensuring that socio-emotional skills, self-regulation and oral language in early education.
Are there any parts of the regulation review that you do think should be implemented?
The government's review doesn't prioritise the real issues, which is chronic teacher shortage and quality of and the quality of education. So really, to address this, we need a 100% qualified teaching workforce, timely access to learning support for kids who need it, improving and attaining quality teacher-to-child ratios and pay parity for ECE teachers with their primary colleagues, all of which aren't being addressed by the regulation review recommendations.
Yeah, I did want to delve into that. What are the main issues that the ECE sector is seeing currently? And then what long-term outcomes are these having on both for teachers and for children?
So we've surveyed the early childhood workforce for the past 2 years, in 2023 and 2024, and found that the issues teachers were most concerned about were poor working conditions, which was namely low teacher-to-child ratios and the lack of learning support. These two things are leading to increased workloads and teacher burnout. So to address this, early childhood education needs a 100% qualified teaching workforce, access to learning support for kids who need it, improving the teacher-to-child ratios and pay parity with primary colleagues. If we're looking after teachers, we're better positioned to look at for them to be providing quality education for tamariki.
How would the ECE sector like to see the government address these issues?
Put it into law that better teacher-to-child ratios, funding for 100% qualified and pay parity, ensuring that the funding allows for 100% pay parity with primary teacher colleagues. Yeah, it's just investing in early childhood education is going to mean better results for tamariki.
Does NZEI think the government is putting profit over educational outcomes with these proposed changes?
Yes, absolutely. The ECE Centre's profit margins are the winners here in the regulation review recommendations, and tamariki and teachers are the ones that lose out.
And you're an early childhood educator yourself. When you're actually on the ground working with tamariki, how are these issues affecting day-to-day operations?
It is becoming more difficult to teach based on those additional learning needs and not getting the learning support. I'm very fortunate where I do work in a centre that has better than minimum ratios, and you can really see the difference, but there's still the overwork and burnout and the lack of qualified teachers in the sector is really felt.
That was early childhood representative on the NZEI National Exec, Zane McCarthy, on the regulatory review into early childhood education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.